Well, BBC Radio Stoke's Staffordshire reporter, political reporter Emma Thomas was at the count last night, joins me now. Morning.
Morning.
How are you feeling?
It's night to me. It's not morning yet. We're not out of sleep. It's just late. It's not early. It's late.
What was it like? What was the atmosphere like?
Oh, I think there was quite a buzz at one point, wasn't there, Mick? It was really busy. There was like 100-odd media. And normally when I go to something like this, there's me, somebody from the local paper, a packet of donuts or a packet of biscuits and talking to ourselves. But no, it was very, very busy. What was interesting, though, was it was very much media heavy, and most of the candidates didn't, well, the main candidates for the parliamentary parties didn't really arrive until just before. In fact, I didn't actually see Jack Bretton all night. I'm told that he was there, but I didn't see him. So there's very much an atmosphere of anticipation. And I think, to be honest, once we saw the faces of some of the main Labour people there, so Ruth Meath, Stoke North, Jack Dramey, who's a Birmingham MP, but a shadow cabinet member, there was very much hugs and kisses when they arrived. And so there was this feeling from there, and I think you got the impression, right, OK, this is the direction it's going in.
What did you think of the result? What was the feeling inside the hall about the result?
I wasn't particularly surprised by it. When I arrived there tonight, lots of different kind of national members of the media have been talking to me, obviously because someone here locally saying, go on, if you had to bet next month's mortgage on it, what would you say? And my head was feeling that it would stay Labour, because even though there would be a fraction divert, it would be split between UKIP and Conservatives, and neither of them getting enough to take it away from Labour, which is what's happened. We've had a bit of history repeating ourselves as well, though, actually, because if we look at it, UKIP beat the Conservatives to second place by just half a percentage point, exactly what happened in 2015 in the general election.
How much of an impact do you think Storm Doris had on turnout and on
well,
the result?
You see, turnout 39%, you know, not actually that bad. When we heard that in the hall last night, whenever it was, some of us were like, oh, actually, that's not that bad. I mean, 51% in Copeland. But one thing that may mean that Copeland was a higher turnout was one of the big issues there is the nuclear industry, and that's people's jobs. So imagine when it's your back pocket affected your turnout to vote. What impact could the storm have had? Well, perhaps, you know, if people, you know, the weather and the rain keeping them away. But really, 39%, you know, only 12% less than a general election. The last general election. When you think of all the momentum you get with the general election and all the national campaigning, I really don't think turnout was as bad as we thought.
No, the drop in turnout was actually much less than is normal from a general election to a by-election. So at least 3 or 4% higher than might have been expected in normal circumstances, both in Copeland and in Stoke Central.
That's Professor of Politics at Staffordshire University, Mick Temple. Emma, stay there if you would, our political reporter for Staffordshire.